when you interrupt someone, like when you interrupt someone.
I feel like I should interrupt you.
When you interrupt. Damn
it. Not as easy as it looks, huh?
Well, I'm like trying not to smile. I'm saying, when you interrupt somebody.
Welcome to our Film Fathers Podcast, the definitive podcast about fatherhood, film, and fatherhood in film. This is Jelani, and with me as always are a dreamboat who likes incongruity and the greatest gunsmith east of the Mississippi, Martin and Brady.
When you interrupt somebody like that, it makes them feel that you're just not interested in what they have to say. Or maybe you think what you have to say is just more important than what I have to say. Is that what you think?
I don't think you understand. These boys killed my dog.
This week, we're diving into the thrilling world of movies about guys who are good with a gun. From the meticulous precision of the accountant to the action-packed revenge factor of Shooter, these two films give us two very different approaches from two of the most popular actors of our generation, and what they can do as hired help. Who would you hire?
I think I'd go Affleck.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what you want, right?
He's got a much wider skill set.
Correct.
In the accountant.
Yeah.
He does, but we didn't see if he could survive gunshot wounds with sugar and a bottle of water.
Sure. I'm sure he could. I'm sure he'd find a way to survive.
And some cans of Whippets. They
teach that in Indonesia.
And Wahlberg, I feel like his skill was just unnatural, just supernatural in the Shooter.
Well, you
someone's got to be the best.
Right. I mean, like, he's on a boat. He's making shots with a, you know, with a
22 rifle,
right? The 22 caliber rifle,
pea shooter.
He's doing, yeah. Have you guys ever fired a 22?
No.
Yeah, it's basically like a BB gun.
I have fired a 22. Yeah. I actually have 22s because that's what you use when I built the office in the basement.
Yeah.
To nail the studs to the floor.
Used what?
There's a it's like a hammer drill, and okay. What you do is you put the nail in there, put it on the stud, and then you put a 22 bullet, and then you slam it with
yeah,
the
yeah,
hammer.
Yeah, I've used those before. I know what you're talking about.
Shoots it down into the concrete.
But that's not really a 22 caliber gun, though. You're talking about a nail gun.
Yeah,
it's a nail I'd gun. Say it's a 22
with the same charge.
No, I think same. It's safe to say you don't have a 22. Nor have you shot.
I fired
22.
A 22 caliber rifle, and yes, it is. Very much like a BB gun. It just doesn't feel that.
I don't even know powerful. What I've shot. I shot a right one, but I don't even know what it was, to be honest. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah.
But that being said, I love a good shooter movie.
Yeah, these were both really fun to watch this week.
Why? Why do we love a good shooter movie?
What is it about the male demographic that is?
It's more of the, I think when we were talking about The Killer, I heard someone say of that movie, the competency porn. I think that's more of this. Like, you just like seeing guys
excellence,
being really, yeah,
really
excellence.
Good at something.
Like the accounting, even the accounting part of the accountant, when he's in that room and he's figuring it all out and he needs
that's
to
where
finish.
Martin got it.
Martin's like coming off the couch.
He's like, hold on now. Lindsay, I'm going to need you to step out. He's got these red markers and the black markers.
I'm envisioning.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Affleck.
I'm envisioning.
Get those numbers.
I'm envisioning the Jack Nicholson gift from The Departed. He's just nodding like. Martin just really soaking it all
he
in.
He went back how many years? 15
like, oh,
years?
Oh, he's writing on the glass?
Exactly. He's writing on the glass.
You were so hung up on that, you just told me to have my kids write yeah, on my glass.
Well, Brady's got a nice big glass window that's perfect to write
it's
on.
It's like perfect for writing on.
It's like you show the kids around that. I was like, we use it to look out.
Now, but Jelani's the one who had Anna Kendrick in that movie. So
that's true. I did. It reminded me.
I forgot should, that she was in it.
You should tell, I guess, yeah, you can just say.
That I'm a fan of Anna Kendrick and nobody else understands why?
You're a big,
I understand
well,
why.
Brady
just doesn't like how highly you place her.
You consider her very, you're very fond of her, and I, more so than I think is probably reasonable. But, to each their own, for sure.
Yeah.
I totally forgot she was there. I've only seen this movie once before. I'm pretty sure on your guys' recommendation like a couple years ago.
Yeah,
and I was like, why did I sleep on this movie?
I think
it's so good.
Yeah, I think the name, I think
boring name.
I think it just doesn't sell it. I don't even know if it's poorly named, to be honest.
Right. It's not bad.
Pretty spot on.
very descriptive title in both of these movies.
But I just think it is... I think I had to say... I don't think I watched it like... I definitely didn't go to like the theater, but I think when I finally rented it, I was like, oh, shit, that was better than I expected, you know? And
yeah, that's exactly right.
Wasn't because of Anna Kendrick, but it was, you know.
But she was good.
Yeah. She's the person in it.
I like her character. It's believable. It's believable that he'd want to save her.
She looks like she's an accountant.
But there is something about having the Airstream. Like, I fucking love Airstreams. I would totally want.
I didn't know this about Martin, but that totally checks out.
It totally checks out, right? I always wanted to convert one, just make a food truck out of an Airstream trailer. But his is, you know, just so perfect that he's got
it's
a Pollock in there,
suitable
and a Renoir.
for one person,
right? Yeah, it's perfect,
preferable even.
He had that motorcycle in there that he apparently never used.
I kind of wait. Where there was a motorcycle
all the way in the back. There's like a really like high tech motorcycle like. In back where he had like his armory.
Like the Batmobile?
I was like, was it the Batman's?
The Batcycle?
I know, I couldn't. So in that, of his collections, you said, you touched on the paintings. Johnny, I'm sure you might have perked up when you saw the comic book.
The Action Comics. The Action Comics. The baseball cards.
Episode one.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? Is that like a...
So Action Comics is DC, basically. So
it was the introduction of Superman.
That's Superman. He had the introduction of Green Lantern. He had the introduction of Aquaman.
But the Action Comics one, number one. The
number one, yeah.
There was a little note about it. Like, people probably think it's weird that was included along with, like, Honus Wagner's baseball card, you know, which is the most valuable baseball card there is. Obviously, all those things in there were super valuable in some way. Gold bars. The money's obvious. That Action Comics.
Gold bars are valuable?
Depends. Actually, I haven't checked the market lately, but... Action Comics number one, from 1938, in mint condition, which it would have been, is valued at over $4 million.
That's so wild.
Which I thought, here's my qualm. He just grabs it and tosses it in his backpack, which would essentially come close to ruining the mint condition if you
it
are
was
not.
Still, it was still wrapped up.
But you're tossing it in a duffel bag.
Yeah, but
there's no form and structure to keep that thing. You damage a corner.
This is true.
That ain't mint.
This is true. I would.
You would think it would be, you know,
in like a hard case.
But maybe that's why he was taking it. Maybe because he really just loves it. He doesn't really care about the value of it. It's more just.
Well, no, I think he took it for the value. It was $4 million on the fly.
Yeah,
easiest way to carry.
Right.
I guess, but it's hard to move. That is not liquid.
You got to know a guy.
He's got you got to. You can't just move that. I know.
He knows a guy who's got ink and matrimonial head mask. That's how he moves them.
What is that from?
Ocean's 11.
Okay.
Deep pull.
Deep pull. That's why we had to call it out. I don't know if the audience is going to grab it.
Neither of us did.
But yeah, this is it's a very solid guy being very competent movie.
Yeah, well, and I think, but on top of that, you're also bringing in like the autistic aspect of society. I mean, they touch on kind of that whole idea, which I think was probably, I don't want to pretend to know how unique that is in terms of like portrayal in movies.
Yeah.
So Jen and I watched this together because I wanted
Mary watched too. She had never seen it.
Okay. Jen had seen it before. But I wanted her insight as a behavioral analyst to understand kind of like.
And Mary, and I forgot truthfully the autistic part. I remember that he had a little like something to him, but I couldn't, I just didn't remember. She works with an autistic kid every day. That's her job. So same thing. I think in the moment I didn't ask her, but I was like, oh shit, like this could actually be more interesting to her than if it was just a random like hitman type guy.
Yeah, and so one of the things that I was talking to Jen about, because, you know, when individuals are on the spectrum, and I don't know if they even use the term on the spectrum anymore, but like,
I think you do.
Do we still do?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
The proverbial. They do.
There's the hyper focus on certain things. So like, you know, in
I think
the
it's
80s,
ASD, autism spectrum disorder. I think is the
so,
thing. So
like in that. The '80s, you know, the parody was always, you know, the kid who likes trains or dinosaurs, but like there are individuals who are on the spectrum and they love sports. So they know everything about sports and like that is more socially acceptable. In this case, obviously, his was numbers and finishing problems and things like that. So he became an accountant, being able to find where money goes and where it ends, and, you know, being able to zero out everything. The other
and shoot really well.
Well, yeah, and then that's, again, the precision and making sure that, you know, mm-hmm. you finish the task. The other thing that I didn't understand was individuals on the spectrum often do have the OCD tendencies that he showcased,
yeah.
you know, like when he was separating
silverware,
and then the breakfast or the meal. I don't know if it was yeah. breakfast, but, you know, making sure that he had those all set.
Sure felt like breakfast for dinner.
Right. Thought about doing that tonight, but never got around to it.
Eggs are always acceptable for me.
Yeah. Scrambled, over easy?
Ooh, over easy for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Runny yolk.
If I wanted on like a burger for sure, you know, like obviously I love that. I love it sometimes, not even always, but yeah, breakfast-wise, if I don't make an egg sandwich, it's a fried egg, then I'm scrambling him for, I think that, I love Old Faithful.
That's, I'm never not got turning down it. Scrambled eggs either.
But. Yeah.
I felt like Christian kind of displayed a little bit of Bob Parr from The Incredibles in that scene when he's talking to the farmer, and he's like, oh, did you make that stuff at home? Do you sell those? Like, kind of giving like, hey, this could be a home business. Like, here's and yeah. he's like, oh, how big is your dining room? He's like, 200. He's like, up.
Mary laughed out loud when he was like, scene. So you took the company vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to help them out, you know?
Yeah. Which is interesting because I think you're maybe it would go against norm or against type or stereotype of someone with that.
On the spectrum.
Affliction. What are we? I don't know how to describe.
Yeah, that. I would
but
say
just that you think you'd be a rule follower.
Well, that, but then you're also like that's almost like a personnel like reach,
an empathetic.
Yeah, empathetic reach across to someone, which would seemingly go against what I think I know about. Mm. Like,
no,
autistic.
I think it's more that he knows the tax law really really well.
That's what we've been looking for.
Exactly,
we're looking for a guy.
And just, you know,
ZZZ accounting.
Of, yeah, part of his thing is that he wants to be able to find the interesting things, you know, interesting ways to do it. It's very still a very legal way to do it.
Do you think it was that, or do you think that it's part of, like, as he was growing up, obviously his dad's way of trying to get him to fit into society.
He needs more of it, not less.
Yeah, was more of it. So do you think maybe that was his effort to try and connect with people, even though he doesn't really care to connect with people, like right. you see when he talks to the secretary at the end.
Well, at times he does. You know, he came to that with
Anna Kendrick.
With Anna Kendrick, and went blank there. But so it's obviously not everybody. He definitely at times has no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I think there are. You see that shell cracked and vulnerable and open to kind of some of those relationships that again I think are against the stereotype, but. Clearly, he isn't completely oblivious to. Yeah.
Should we have paired this movie with Good Will Hunting? They're both writing on chalkboards and glass. Both good with numbers.
It's literally all Martin's thinking about.
He can't get past it.
Did we think Affleck was... How did we think he did, I guess, portraying an autistic... I'm not that we, you know, are the experts on the subject matter, but I mean... It was evident, I would
yeah,
say.
I think it was a good performance. It wasn't, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was believable. Pretty solid.
Well, the reason I ask is, so he stated that it's one of his personal favorite, one of his top five personal favorite performances. Hmm. I can tell you the other four, but my question is, what do you think are Affleck's top five performances? And we don't need to go in any particular order, per se, but do you think this is on it? Do you think...
Performances or movies?
Well, let's go performances and then we'll go movies. So how do you think from his standpoint, him actually acting, what are your favorite Affleck performances? No order. Doesn't matter.
Phantoms, Reindeer Games. Dogma.
Hating on you. He's just hating on you.
No,
Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
I know. I don't know. I really don't. There are a couple performances I think he did a good job in The Way Back. I think he
That's on my list. That's on my top five.
Yeah, I think he was really good in Gone Girl. You know, I think that was just... See, and that's the thing. Like, he's been in movies, and I, like, the movies he's been in more.
You understand I'm asking for the top five, and then the top five movies.
We'll get to the movies.
Just explaining.
Yeah, this is.
But yeah, so it's hard for me to truly decipher some. I don't know. I'd put
to
you, Martin.
Yeah, I'd put Gone Girl on my performances. I brought up Good Will Hunting for a reason because that's also on my top performances for him. Boiler Room.
I got Boiler Room.
Yeah, just because he was very, very short.
Like 2 minutes.
It's the, you know, it's the Alec Baldwin character in Glengarry Glenn Ross. What?
He says, act as if.
Act as if, yeah. Second place is a set of steak knives. So Boiler Room as a performance. Argo, I remember enjoying, but I've only seen it once. And I remember him doing really well, but it's not like my favorite movie, so I'll put that in there. And then State of Play, I really love that movie, but I love the show better.
Yeah, we talked
about
that.
But I also feel like he did a good job there, too. So I put it in there, but there's only a few overlap with my
top
movies.
I like your, for performances, so I had Boiler Room, and I thought I was going to be the only one, because it is such a very small cameo for him. I put The Town because I think he's really good in that movie, and he's exactly what I want him to be in that. I put this. I think The Accountant. I think that is. I would agree. It is one of his best actual performances. Jelani's saying The Way Back. Really good. Really good job. And then I, not terribly far from that, is a movie I put The Tender Bar, which is more recent as well.
Not seen it. I don't think.
I don't know if it was a Prime original.
I think it was.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Yeah, I know you don't have Amazon Prime, so you couldn't have seen it. But
just if it goes straight to Amazon Prime, there's very few movies that I'll...
Open your Prime app. That's what I'm saying. It's out there. We all got Prime. That's my other one. And definitely,
I gave The Tomorrow War a shot. I remember that movie, but not really.
Exactly.
I was going to say.
So those were my five. All right, Jelani. So how about this? How about you give me your favorite movies?
I'll give you my favorite movies then.
Your favorite top five Affleck movies.
So The Town, Gone Girl, The Way Back, Triple Frontier.
Nice.
And The Accountant.
Nice. I have two others that haven't been mentioned in my top five movies, and Dazed and Confused and Chasing Amy. Love those movies. And he's also small role. Well, he's big role in Chasing Amy, but
yeah.
Small role in Dazed and Confused, but love that movie, so it's got to be in my top.
I almost put Mallrats on mine.
I love Mallrats, too. That's honorary mention for sure.
But I did not. I went with Goodwill. In my opinion, hard to say that that's not one of his best movies. I put Dogma on there, and I will say it's been a while, but I saw that a bunch when it came out, and I really liked it. Perception has changed.
It's a good portmanteau.
But I put Dogma. The Town, again, because
I love
that movie.
Yeah.
Argo, I put as the movie. I don't remember his performance being anything spectacular, but I do remember liking the general movie. And
I think he directed it, too, right?
He did.
Yeah.
And that's where I think he won Oscar for that. Definitely nominated. And then I put Gone Girl, and we just obviously did that movie not long ago. And so I think those were my favorite of his movies. So only The Town is the only crossover I had for that. And I would agree, Johnny, The Way Back, I think, is very, very good, but I just had a hard time putting it above any of the other stuff. Sure. But
honorary mention for Air?
Yeah, I thought about it. I don't know if I loved him.
Maybe some recency bias.
I liked Air. I don't know if he had much to do with it.
Yeah, right. I'll agree with that.
Did you guys – I don't know if you guys read the notes.
The book?
Did not read the book. but I think it's a, graphic novel
of The Accountant.
The Accountant.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't see any. I was joking.
Oh no. I was gonna say the donation that he was given.
I did.
It's $1,100,000.
Yeah.
And that is the binary equivalent for 68. And the director of the center said 1 in 68 children have autism. Are diagnosed with autism. So I was like.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did you guys think of the ending, that little reveal? I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, I don't
I knew
think,
there was something to
I don't love it.
Twist. You don't love it?
I think it's fine if it's like a gloss over, and if you don't think about it too much, then sure. But I think I have a hard time with her being you know, dialed in to like everything that's happening evil in the world. And like, it's one thing to be involved with, I guess, coordinating Affleck's
sure.
movements and jobs and whatnot. But like, I don't know. I feel like if you start peeling layers there, it stinks.
Yeah.
Is that George Costanza? It's like an onion.
Well, do you remember that this was kind of the same idea that the Predator called out too? Remember yeah. the sun being yeah. on the spectrum, and then the Predator was like, he's the one that's going to be the evolution.
Oh, the Predator.
Yeah
the Predator. Predator.
Sorry.
The one that
when
only
you say
I liked.
Predator, I just...
No, he said
mind,
the Predator.
I know, yeah. But when you say the word Predator,
yeah.
my mind goes to Predator.
You go to 88.
There is one, and then there are other movies that are made about the Predator. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think I was the only one when we did it, when we talked about it. You're the guy. You like, what's his name, Hal Holbrook?
I do.
Boyd.
Love, I do.
Boyd.
Boyd Holbrook.
I do like Hal Holbrook.
He's an old guy, right?
He's an yeah. old guy.
The Firm,
no,
right?
Boyd Holbrook.
The Firm. He's also yes. in that movie, In the Wild.
Got it. So speaking of older gentlemen, there's always money in the banana stand.
Oh, I said the same thing.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor.
Dude, you see Tambor in jail? In the prison? Come on.
No
now.
Touching.
No touching. Exactly.
How could I make it any clearer? There's always money in the banana stand.
How could you put him in a movie in prison? It is, everyone's mind will leave that scene and go to arrest. If it doesn't, you haven't watched Arrested, and you should. Oh, gosh. If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to watch Arrested Development.
It's on Netflix, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's so funny you said that. I had the, exact
the amount of times I say both those lines, the banana stand and no touching.
No touching? I just hear no touching.
Yeah. Those are the exact notes I wrote down as soon as you popped down the screen. I was like, there's always money in the banana stand. No touching!
I don't want to miss it because it was actually a great call out and they actually circled back to it later. I loved the visually how they did it. But also the upside down Ali puzzle in the beginning.
Yeah.
I loved the way they shot that. Like seeing it, one, the picture that everybody knows.
Yeah.
And then seeing that last piece go in and then getting the callback later and it's on the wall. I just thought that was awesome. Like just a random detail that they did, I found really like that they just crushed.
Guys, I'm starting to think that John Bernthal might just be a bad guy. Like every time I see him pop up, he's yeah. a bad guy.
We talked about him last week.
Yeah, he's got heart though.
You didn't like it in Sicario when he took the heel turn.
Right. Well, no, I mean,
no, he said it. I think that was part of our.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't a fan
like,
of
I
him.
I didn't like
you weren't. Yeah, I'm not a kid. He was a bad guy. I knew him as Shane. He's freaking pure evil.
Yeah, right. But then in this one, he actually comes around.
There's some heart in there,
right?
It's weird. I mean, I think you.
I really liked that.
That actually, yeah. Mary actually said she didn't really like the movie. The next day, she was like, you know, I was thinking about it. I didn't really like that movie. She's like, but I did kind of like the end, how the brothers came together.
So
that,
great when he's like, yeah, I missed you too.
And that's.
He's like, you could have reached out to me. He's like, I knew where you were.
That's a trait of the director, Gavin O'Connor, because he also did the same thing in Warrior.
Warrior.
Where the two brothers end up fighting each other at the very end. So
didn't realize that was the same guy.
There's another movie he has with brothers who are in conflict. But I was looking through his IMDb and I was like, he hasn't done a ton of movies. But then I looked and like Miracle was like his first big breakout, and then
that's
Warrior.
A Kevin Kent special,
right? For
loves
sure,
Miracle.
But then he was involved with The Americans.
Okay,
he's an executive producer in The Americans, and then Mayor of Easttown.
Okay.
So.
Mayor
of Easttown. Okay. Because I'll bring that back up.
Horror.
And then lastly, just because I had to get in there, shout out to the Western Suburbs, Naperville and Aurora.
Plainfield?
Plainfield, Illinois.
Oh, he was in Plainfield, yeah.
That's where they lived. Anna Kendrick went to Naperville North.
Oh, is that what they said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see
Well,
I didn't
did they
part.
Say, I don't think they said Naperville North.
They said Naperville North.
You would know, but
I believe you. I'm surprised I missed that.
I remember her saying she was from Naperville. I don't remember saying North.
I do.
She was on the math team.
Yeah,
in Naperville North. And then they called out just like the Best Western or Holiday Inn in Aurora instead of whatever hotel they stayed in.
She said that because she's like, you can get nice stuff. Yeah, you can get
yeah. right. So, just again. And the funniest part is none of this was shot in Illinois.
No.
So,
I mean, you're not new to this. You get no, it. You I know. Get it.
Like, Midwest, there's no distinguishing features.
They shoot where.
You're in Nebraska, you're in Iowa, yeah. you're in Illinois.
They shoot where it's cheap, right. where they get the tax credits. And yeah. that's typically Atlanta.
Atlanta, exactly, where they shot it all.
I had to look up who Solomon Grundy. I didn't. That
nursery rhyme or whatever.
Yeah, the reciting of that. I was unfamiliar. I was like, oh, is this something I'm missing?
It's a DC character. Come on. It's a foe of Batman.
A zombie whose life is structured around rhyme in the DC comics.
Yep.
No idea.
So is his name is Solomon Grundy?
Solomon okay. Grundy.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, because Affleck played Batman.
Yeah. I don't think that's why this was happening at this point, but.
But he was obviously a fan of comic books we mentioned before. DC yep. for real. Okay, that's good. It's a good tie-in.
Yeah. No idea. I wasn't sure. The note that to tie back to another film we did here before we move on, the martial art mainly on display is a variety of Indonesian pencak silat, which is also seen in The Raid Redemption.
Nice. Yeah. Some very good fight scenes in
yeah.
this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it was good. Honestly, I enjoyed it. I don't like love the movie by any means. Which is not something I can say about this next movie because I love Shooter.
Oh, you love Shooter more.
I love Shooter more.
Hmm, okay.
I'm a big fan of Shooter. Have been for a long time. Still a fan. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
It's so good. They're probably about even to me, but I think I might enjoy The Accountant more. I've only seen both of them.
Well,
twice.
They don't write on glass in this movie.
Right. There's no airstreams.
Yeah. He's not a genius.
He's missing all this stuff. Just a Peckerwood in the hills. Martin can't handle that life.
But I do really like that. The first time I saw it, I remember seeing it on an airplane probably back in 07 or whenever it came out. 08.
I definitely like this movie more than it deserves.
That's fair. That's I'm picking up on that.
Yeah. I just, for whatever reason, this just hit with me, and I have always really loved it. Johnny, yeah. I think you're on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. Like, this is definitely, like, a TNT special, too, where you're like,
definitely.
If it's on, I'm like, all right, I know where I'm at.
I think
we're
it's
going
been
in.
On TBS and TNT at the same time at one point.
The ones where I will come in.
24 hours of Shooter.
If I'm only in, like, if it's only 20 minutes in, I might just go grab the DVD and throw it in and be like, let's go. Let's start from the beginning.
Do we love the name?
The title? Shooter?
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's kind of
I feel like
plain.
It's not quite there.
Yeah.
Give me a better one. No?
I mean, Liam Neeson has one called The Marksman, which...
The Shooter.
Okay, there you go. That's fair.
A Shooter.
I just love Shooter by itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just doesn't quite feel like they got it right.
I could see that. I can see that.
It is hard because there are a ton of movies about sniper, hitman, like... A lot of the titles that you could, like you said,
The Marksman. Sniper with Billy Zane and Tom
Berenger.
How about
Swagger? How about if they called it Swagger? I mean, that's a ridiculous name.
We'll
isn't
run it
Bob,
up the flag.
His name is Bob Lee Swagger. Swagger.
Yeah.
Come on. That is a made-up name if I've ever heard one.
Well, it's interesting that you say that.
Okay, is it not?
Well, you know this is based on a book called Point of Impact.
Yeah.
And of course,
is that a better title? Probably not. That sounds pretty generic to me.
I don't know. Point of Impact is pretty good, though.
Yeah. Okay.
That to me, I think I actually do like that better. Right. So I'm sure they screen tested it and everyone told them that we're wrong, but I think all three of us know that we're right. We, meaning Jelani and I. He's named after a guy. So the writer is Stephen Hunter, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning film critic for the Washington Post. That's who wrote Point of Impact. And he worked with somebody with the last name of Swagger. And that was the genesis of that name is because of that. It was like one of his friends.
There you go.
It wasn't Bob Lee. Yeah. So if that's where your hang up is on that part, if your hang up is on Swagger.
But more Swagger than anything.
Swagger is actually a real name of a person he worked with. And it was kind of an homage, if you will.
I used to work with a guy named Swagger.
We got Nick Memphis.
I swear.
Bob Lee Swagger.
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm fine with Bob Lee Swagger. Nick Memphis, over the top. You pushed it over the top at that point.
Never play. What are the coach's rules in Teen Wolf? Like something like never play cards.
Never
with
play cards with a guy whose first name is a city,
Cincinnati, you know, Red or whatever.
Well, it takes me to Memphis Reigns. You know,
there you go.
Memphis has been used. That's off the table.
What's his last name? In all fairness, Nick Memphis.
Memphis.
Yeah. But he's saying just Memphis, the name in general.
Yeah.
What?
I'm saying it's his last name, Pena's last name in this movie.
I'm aware. Nick is his first name.
He could have gone Nick Knoxville. Nick
Did
Nashville.
Did you think it was a middle name? I'm confused.
No, I'm telling you because you're saying it's Memphis. It's the first name.
When I heard Nick Memphis, it took me to Memphis Reigns.
I got you.
I did not. I was able to distinguish that one was the last name and one was the first name, though.
That's good. Good for you.
Nick Cookville. Nick Crossville. I'm just going to keep naming cities in Tennessee.
Oh, that they could have picked instead?
Instead of Memphis?
Yeah.
Nick Murfreesboro?
Definitely.
This guy loves Tennessee.
Is this a perfect movie? No.
Absolutely not.
But I just...
It's enjoyable, though.
It just feels like it hits on so many different levels. I mean, you touched on Michael Pena. Great, great addition to the cast there. I love me some Michael Pena.
Throw some Pena in there.
Do I love me some Kate Mara.
More than you love Rona Mitra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rona's...
What happened to her?
Yeah, what did happen
to her? I totally forgot
about
her.
It's a fair question.
I'm like, was she the... I'm like, the only other movie I remember seeing her in was the Ali G movie, In the House.
I don't know if you guys ever saw that.
She was... So both of them are Nip Tuck alums.
Oh, okay.
But she was in a movie called Doomsday.
Yeah, that's one of her known fours.
Post-apocalyptic.
Okay.
Looks like Redding. You probably saw it.
She was in the Kevin Bacon Invisible Man movie. She was just a minor character in that one.
You know, she acted in one movie in 2022, but other than that, nothing since 2020.
Yeah.
Here's a perfect example of why Rotten Tomatoes sometimes just gets it wrong. 48% critic score. Audience score? Yeah. Audience score, guess what?
80-something.
80.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so good. Here's the problem. People smartly want to just be entertained watch a movie.
You don't have to call out all the bullshit for this movie. Like, it's good.
All these critics are like, let's list out all the technicalities. No. just
enjoy yourself.
Is it fun to watch, like, Wahlberg run around and,
it's very fun.
Man.
Stick himself with marinade needles
just
and
really, like,
bottles of salt water?
He's got the Conor McGregor walk slow-mo.
Got a couple slow-mos with the sunglasses on at the hangar. And then, so speaking of the slow-mo, I laughed when after he blows up the house in Virginia and he's walking away from
it.
I just think back to the other guys. He's like, how do people do this? It's so hot. It burns so much.
Oh, the other guys are so good.
Well, on that note here, before we go, let's dip into the Wahlberg pool that we talked about with Affleck. What are your favorite Wahlberg performances? And then we'll do the movies.
So on the Wahlberg performances, I was thinking about this as I was watching it. Is he just Wahlberg?
Yeah, that's
every film.
I had a hard time getting five because I was like, well, these six are all the same person. I'm pretty sure that one of mine is Shooter and one of mine's Lone Survivor. And I'm pretty sure if you told me that Bob Lee Swaggart was both people, I'd be like, yeah, no, that checks out.
Yeah, I don't remember liking Lone Survivor for some reason as much.
That checks out too.
Did you like it?
I did.
Yeah. But I mean, as much, you prefer Shooter, right? That's all I'm saying.
I prefer Shooter.
I didn't dislike it.
Lone Survivor, also based on a book. So my performances were, I'm going with Fear. One, mostly because it put him.
Nicole Forever.
It pushed him into the world of being able to, essentially it launched him, his career, in my opinion. Boogie Nights, Shooter, The Other Guys, and Lone Survivor were my favorite performances.
I had Boogie Nights, The Other Guys as well. I put Perfect Storm, which I really want to watch.
Truthfully,
again.
I couldn't remember his performance that much. The movie, yes, but I don't remember him per se.
I didn't put it in my top movies, but just performance. And then I love Rockstar.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's...
Did you say The Departed? Yeah.
Not for her performance.
I put for performance. I like his performance in there, too.
Yeah, I didn't. I feel like he's Wahlberg in every film.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you're not wrong. And that's fair. I had I was like, I had like two, and I'm like, I can't distinguish between any of these movies because it feels like it's all the same. And I'm like, I agree with you.
I think you might be right, though, on Fear, because I think that was him being like a villain.
Yeah.
More so than any other role that he's been in.
He's not going to win an award for it, but I mean, it put him, he went from a rapper to being able to literally launched every other movie afterwards. And when we go into his movies, it's a pretty fucking impressive resume.
Has he ever said, say hi to your mother for me?
yes, I've heard it.
But, I mean, honestly, The Departed and Boogie Nights are two of my, like, all-time favorite movies. I don't know where they rank.
All right, well, throw your other three movies. Okay, you put, that's two, I assume two of your five.
Yep. And then The Italian Job and Three Kings.
And that's only four.
Oh, Rockstar as well. But oh, I Rockstar. Mentioned it. So Three Kings and Italian Jobs for movies. I love Three Kings.
It almost made my list.
Yeah.
Johnny, name yours because I feel like I know one of them that's not hasn't been said yet.
So I have an Italian Job. The other guys, you know, I really like The Big Hit. I thought it was silly and goofy and whatever.
I'd probably have to rewatch that.
I have to rewatch that.
There's someone in the trunk that I was a fan of.
Anna Kendrick.
It's not Andy Kendrick.
Apparently, I have to rewatch it.
Shooter, the other guys that I mentioned, and then Contraband.
Contraband, huh?
I don't remember that.
A little Keep Beckinsale.
Okay.
And then co-stars of Giovanni Ribisi and Ben Foster.
That's some solid good people. So I had Boogie Nights for movies as well. The Italian Job, we all agree. That's just fun. We've talked about it. The Departed, Shooter, and the other guys.
Do you have some honorable mentions?
I mean, I had Perfect Storm on that list, and I bumped it.
Yeah.
When the other guys, I was going by year, and when it came to other guys, I was like, well, this is in it. What's coming off? And honestly, I was like, I don't even know to take off. So. Yeah. To the point, he's got some really freaking good movies.
He's got some good movies. I also enjoyed Four Brothers, Two Guns.
That's where I thought you were going, July. Yeah. Four Brothers, I thought
Four Brothers was decent.
Yeah, it was okay. I remember some people really like Two Guns later on as well, and I'm like, why did I sleep on this?
Guys, hold on. Two Guns, Three Kings, Four Brothers.
One Fear.
We're missing.
We need a one.
And a five.
Lone Shooter. Lone Survivor. Lone Survivor.
We should have done the 1, 2, 3, 4 Wahlberg. That would have been good. Good episode.
Guys, is there a five coming in here? I got to feel like Wahlberg's like got a subliminal
just a
movie career happening.
Get to hit those hit 10 movies and then.
Who else is talking about this?
This is gold.
Gold, Jerry. This is
podcast gold. Renaissance Man is also one that I kind of like. It's
from back Danny
DeVito. At the Mark Rotsi. Wahlberg pretty early on.
Wow, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's like a teacher. ROTC.
They're
like the misfits in the army.
Yeah,
probably not a good movie, but I remember.
I remember watching it too,
not hating it. And
Not hating it's something. After a while. All right, sorry to diverge here.
Not at all.
I did want us to mention. So I loved the premise of the premise of the movie. I love the idea of them essentially setting him up by approaching him and having him scout. Like how this would happen. I was like, maybe that's why I love it because that's just a really well fleshed out idea. And they come back immediately later and they're like, look, we have visuals of him in these cities. Like, yeah, man, that's great. They did it. Martin's not buying us.
I agree. I was just thinking.
The shit-eating grin over there. Moldy bread.
I was just thinking about, watching it the second time. How does he feel about killing the people that they sent were probably not bad guys, right? Like, weren't they just other Marines?
Soldiers?
They were all mercenaries.
Okay, that makes you feel better.
You know when you take the job.
Oh, the mercs.
You know what you're getting into.
Oh, yeah, that's just a bunch of mercs rolling through.
Okay, yeah. That makes you feel better. I feel like it was
like the construction workers on the Death Star.
I thought it was like a...
Well...
You knew what you signed up for.
That was clerks, right?
Yes. No, here's the thing. And you touched on this earlier. You set the pot off with this.
Yeah.
There's no reason for him to care about them at all because he is the original John Wick.
Yeah.
They killed his dog.
They killed his dog. Okay.
Yeah, he's got reasons to just go after everybody.
You think he's gonna? You can send over any person from
Scorched
the military.
Earth for sure.
Yeah. I mean, guys, and what I saw was the original pick for this movie was Keanu. I think Keanu was always fighting for a dog revenge killer movie.
He's like, what if they kill my dog and I like get really mad?
I'll just be like a peckerwood from the hills.
But Keanu, yeah. Wahlberg, they're about the same caliber actor, right?
Probably.
But they make some really fucking good movies.
I think Wahlberg's maybe a tick above.
Wow.
Wow.
I think he's got a little bit more range.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen Keanu do a comedy.
That's probably true. Is he Nothing's funny in anything?
Nothing's come to mind.
I mean, other than like
Bill and Ted's. Yeah, I love Bill and Ted's.
Sorry, other than this really, really popular guy.
Yeah, but he wasn't like hilarious in it. It was
right. Whereas Wahlberg is.
Wahlberg's done several.
Yeah, he's.
Ted, he's done.
Oh, no, Wahlberg, yeah.
And you know, other guys.
Other guys alone, to me. Right. Like,
yeah, that alone puts him on the level. That's a really good movie.
I'm not wrong.
So, okay, it's Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wahlberg is way better than Keanu. It's been said.
Yeah. It is written. I think what I love about it is it pulls in some of that, like, heist. Not, I don't know, heist, but, like, the mystery-solving aspects where you, like, you know, you see Nick Memphis at the office, and
Nick
he's like still sitting there. He's like, hey, we got all these things, you know, 20 minutes later. And they're like, oh, well, you know, that's all the agencies. Like, we work for the government. We're good. We're not that good. And you like start to see it like unravel, and you're like, okay, all these people. And then, of course, obviously, when they go to, first of all, when they go to Virginia and he like lights that whole place up with like the homemade equipment, and they teaches Nick how to shoot and all that stuff.
To the guy from John Wick, right? Wasn't
the wheelchair?
Baba Yaga, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying, guys, original John Wick. They were, their fingerprints are all over it.
Right.
Your story checks out.
good to see Danny Glover back in the...
he ain't too old for this shit.
I mean, it was so obvious, right, that he was going to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? It and plays well. Great.
Played well. Bro. And, yeah. And what's his name?
I'm John Boyd.
Say it wrong. Not Ned Warren Beatty. Beatty, but Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty.
Ned Beatty. Such a perfect smarmy senator.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Saying these speeches of.
There's an argument to be made that he was born for that role.
He was born for this role. Born to squeal like a pig and born for this role.
We had our man Casey Jones back in the screen. Elias Koteas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back.
Yeah, just scumbag.
Yeah, complete dirtball.
Dirtball.
I don't want to touch on the gross parts of this, but he did more than just beat up Kate Mara, right?
Yeah.
Because that she doesn't just shoot him like that.
They were there for a while.
Probably.
Yeah.
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 That's probably what we're meant to.
I mean, her shirt was off after it was on.
Yeah.
While she was bound. But yeah.
Okay. As I figured, just probably, the way that she retaliated, and then obviously him getting just disintegrated, like shot. Fingers off, and then his arm blown off.
Makes that more satisfying when you think about that.
Some great sniper shots, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, man.
Supernatural sniper shots. Pretty
just
fun.
Lean in.
Right. I know. I like it. I'm
he knows the
it.
Humidity, the elevation, the wind.
The spin of the earth. You got to get all this stuff.
At that distance.
Right.
You got to calculate for.
100%.
For everything.
What do you think these guys do out there?
You got to change. You got to go click two clicks, not just one.
What? Okay, so our guy, our country bumpkin gun expert that they go visit.
Levon Helm.
Yeah, what? How is that him? Why? Yeah, why is he
I didn't
in this
know,
movie?
Yeah, I didn't know that was him. Apparently, I've seen the band perform and I've seen him sing, but
I had
no idea.
Yeah, I know who it is. Why is he in this movie?
I don't know, but he did great, I thought.
Because he's a musician turned actor. You got to have him. Got to have more than
one. He is awesome in this movie. He's
he was great. He was like one of my favorite parts.
As soon as you're there, you're like, why isn't he in more stuff?
And just checking his hands, right. Like whatever he's doing.
Here's the thing.
Feeling for calluses.
Yeah.
That's
he's
what he
feeling
was
for
doing.
Calluses on the one. But here's the thing. With Memphis, he just grabs his arm and then
slaps it. Yeah,
but it's with Wahlberg. It's a feel. It's a real feel.
You're right.
The one with Nick Memphis is so random. It just grabs the arm, boom, gone, and it's like, what?
I think Jen said the same. Felt baby skin right away.
Right. I think that's what it is too.
He's like never worked a day in his life.
He knew it as soon as he touched him.
Yeah, that's
there's
what
no
I think.
Calluses there. But Jen said the same thing. She's like, did you just give him five? Like for giving him the book?
But grabs the wrist to do it. I'm like, was that my play now?
I just like it. He's like, yeah, I put it up there 15 years ago. I don't think it's moved since.
If you do it to somebody now, you get punched in the face, I think. It's right, but he calls it too. He says like he's like, oh, could showman shoot for 2,200 yards? Like I heard about a guy named Bob Lee Swagger that did that, but yeah.
Do you think he knew? Do you think he knew?
I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I choose to believe he did not. Oh.
Yeah, okay. That it's just he just heard of him and he doesn't know that. That's
I
who
think
he's
that's why they both
house.
Had like knowing
it would
grins.
Feel like he was dialed in enough to know that when he was there that you're the guy that everyone in the country is looking for.
Yeah,
should have been harder to maneuver to get from cross country.
Again, it's not a technicality, but it is.
You're on a multi-day manhunt for an assassination of the president.
Yeah.
And the guy, he's in Virginia one day and he's in Montana the next.
Bozeman, Montana from Virginia. Like, that's a hell of a drive.
That's a drive.
That ain't a drive. That's for sure.
They did it. They drove because the truck's on the side of the road. But
true. I always loved too about this movie. It's so unnecessary, but that last crystal clear shot of the car coming from the mountain range, just that picturesque range. I get it, but why you gotta drive in the middle? There's no traffic. That's fine, but like everyone knows, you drive on one side. Like yeah, like you're not fooling anybody. You don't need to play Pac-Man at the end of the freaking movie.
Maybe there's a tractor coming. He had to play chicken with it.
Martin's got nothing.
I got nothing.
No. Footloose.
Yeah, I followed you, but
just had nothing for it.
Nothing, huh? Yeah. Anyway, I was. It made me question if I should read the book. I was like, oh shit, I like
if
this.
You like it that much?
I like
yeah.
this movie a lot. I'm like, I feel like I should. I feel like I. It's a necessary thing to do.
Kind of like Jelani should read the Die Hard book, even though it's like nothing like Die Hard. Apparently,
what is that? It's like the Roderick Thorpe's.
Yeah.
What is it called? The book.
You're right there. You got the
yeah, whatever.
Towering Inferno. No.
So I was looking through the director for this. Do you guys know who the director is?
Oh, Fuqua.
Ben Affleck. No,
Anton Fuqua.
Yeah.
Nothing lasts forever.
What's that?
A Die Hard book.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But Fuqua had also directed. I didn't know he directed The Replacement Killers. With Wahlberg and Chow Yun-Fat.
I don't think I knew that either.
I didn't know that. I thought that was
so then
John
I was,
Woo or something.
I was looking through his... that's what I would have figured, right?
Chow Yun-Fat. It's a good guess.
John Woo or something should just be like its own thing.
And then I was looking through Antoine Fuqua's like resume and...
His discography?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we know the big one is Training Day.
Yeah.
And then he worked with Denzel a lot. He obviously... Or not obviously, but he wasn't the director for Two Guns, which... is Denzel and Wahlberg.
Couldn't bring them together.
No. Tried. But the reason I bring it up was because he is the executive producer of Mayor of Kingstown.
Mm. That's Renner?
Yeah. So you have our previous director, Gavin O'Connor, Mayor of Easttown, and then Fuqua, Mayor.
The Mayor.
Mayor of Kingstown. So.
And he did The Equalizers.
Yes.
Yeah, did I not say that?
No.
Did you? Oh,
man. I think I did.
Not out loud.
What? He seems to be more of a producer than a director these days, huh?
You just get some money and you're just like, well, yeah. You know, right. You know what's easier?
I'll produce that shit.
Not doing that part.
Right.
I'll just pay you to do it.
Yep, and just make the money.
Have you watched any other like sniper-type movies like this?
I've probably seen them all, but yeah.
Is that Behringer?
Behringer
and Billy Zane.
Is Billy Zane in the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like there's like two or three of those.
There's like six.
Yeah, they go deep. I mean, we obviously talked about
how about American Sniper? But yeah, Sniper from 93. I have seen that one. That's Bradley Cooper, right?
American Sniper.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the one that's based on the true story?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who got
there's like seven
killed.
Of them that are all based on true stories, right? Because isn't Lone Survivor based on a true story?
Correct. Yes. In a book of a guy who.
Right. Yeah, I think American Sniper was Clint Eastwood and Bradley Cooper, right? Clint Eastwood directed it?
Yeah, I think so.
Looking at the all sniper movies in IMDb, Shooter's number one, no doubt.
That's fair enough.
Enemy at the Gates is number two. I've seen that. Jude Law.
Jude Law.
And Ed Harris.
Yes.
Joseph Fiennes. That's a good one. Fine. I don't know if I would ever like rank it that. I would definitely not rank it that high.
I feel like I watched that at your place when you lived in Oak Park.
Oh, yeah?
Like on a movie night or something. The thing that weirded me out was like Jude Law and whoever the romantic interest is.
Rachel Weisz.
They had like a... They have a sex scene like amongst a bunch of dead bodies.
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Ranger remembers. I remember seeing it. I don't remember.
Well,
the movie
it's either
at all.
That or a bunch of people are dying.
Dying, yeah.
And essentially, it was very they're weird. Not. And Jude Law and Rachel Weisz aren't.
very weird.
Phone Booth with Colin Farrell is number three, which is also Kiefer very Sutherland. Weird.
Oh, yeah.
The American with Clooney, four. Never seen.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen The
Wait,
American?
You know?
You probably have.
I feel like I did. It was not that good.
It wasn't great. It was kind of
it's better
slow.
Than The Mexican with Snipe. Brad Pitt.
Ooh, I'm a fan. I got the DVD in the bin.
Pretty sure I saw that with you in college.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Snipers 5, with Behringer, Sniper Reloaded, Elephant White, Sniper 2, Sniper 3.
Sniper 4,
the
5.
The Marksman. You said...
Neeson.
Stars Wesley Snipes.
Oh, then there's the. That's a different one.
It's from 2005.
The Marksman?
Yeah. I mean, it could definitely be two.
There is a 21 Marksman.
It's
well.
Marksman. Maybe.
It is. Is there no, it's Marksman, okay. Marksman.
There's a plural.
2005 and 2021.
I've never heard of 2 Minute Warning, Targets, The Sniper, Straight Shooter. I mean, I don't. Jack Reacher's on there. Jarhead. Saving Private Ryan, great sniper. What's our guy? Roger Maris.
Oh, Barry Pepper.
Pepper, yeah.
Have you guys ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
I have, but it's been a while.
What? Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket?
No.
What are you thinking I'm saying? I don't get it.
Yeah, why are you being weird?
I have seen it. Oh. Who hasn't seen it?
Oh, well, I don't geez, know. I don't know. That's a fair question. You made
there's
sound
lots of movies you haven't seen.
Yeah, but Full Metal Jacket.
Judge. Johnny, you haven't seen movies you own.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket is a pretty big one to not.
I don't know where you're like coming at me really hot right
it's
now.
Like one of Stanley Kubrick's biggest films.
Yeah, but based off the movies that you haven't seen that have been very surprising, I don't think it's weird
I would
at
not
all.
Be surprised if you said, I've heard of it, yes, but I haven't seen it.
I don't think you would have been surprised if either one of us said
we
hadn't seen it.
Yeah, I didn't know you were a big Kubrick fan. I love Kubrick.
I think I've seen it once.
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yeah. It's, I mean, great. See, but the second half of it is why I bring it up, because they have that sniper that's just picking them all off, and they finally get her, and it's just like a kid.
What about the Jackal?
Oh, yeah. With Bruce Willis and Jack
Black.
Is
that based on the
Day of the Jackal? It's
the Day of
the
Jackal. Day of the Jackal, really good. We're going to do it on the pod sometime.
Some point. Prove it. Yeah. Assassins, Stallone and Banderas. I've seen that.
Yeah, I remember
Stone?
That being bad.
Am I thinking, no, Julianne Moore. Yeah. Sharon Stone and
Sharon
Stallone
Stone
is a different one.
Is The Specialist.
Specialist. God, yeah. I can't believe I mixed those up. Leon the Professional. Day of the Jackal.
Oh, Leon the Professional. Yes. How is that not number one? That's such a good movie.
But not so much a sniper.
Yeah, this is sniper. Yeah. This is, I don't know
He's
how.
He's more of just an assassin, right?
Right. Hitman.
But that wasn't really
Gross White Blank? Those are Hitman.
Yeah.
They're not
sniper. Now we're getting a little.
Anytime they have a sniper rifle.
Exactly. One guy carries a sniper rifle.
We're getting a little light.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm fans. I like them all.
Yeah.
Proof. Find the lie.
And you've seen Full Metal Jacket, so it's
I have, and let's not argue about it. No big deal either way.
As always, remember that Our Film Fathers is different. And sooner or later, different scares people. Thanks. Save it for the pod.